When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jamie.
I have good news for you.
What's that?
You are happier than the three of us, than Carson, Spadil, and Jamie.
Oh, I do that.
Yep.
Yeah,
you are much happier.
Look at me. I look happy.
Yep. Yep.
Why am I happier?
Because the most miserable people on the earth are doom scrollers.
Oh.
And guess how I found that out? Because I was doom scrolling.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Doesn't it? It says.
Now, wait a minute. So, yeah. So they're saying that if you are a person that goes to your phone and you just scroll,
yeah, you're unhappy.
That you are a very unhappy, looking for some satisfaction on your phone.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That it,
Yeah. So all three of us, miserable.
We need help.
There is probably nobody in this building less phone addictive than me.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I swear, nobody.
That's why you're so damn happy.
I can give my phone to my kid, 7 years old, at home, let him look at videos or whatnot, and not even see my phone for 5 and 6 hours easily.
Well, we know this. We try to get a hold of
you. Not even reply. Yeah, I'm just not attached to it.
But then here's another bad survey in my doom scrolling. Did you know there's a thing called miserable wife syndrome?
Yeah, live with it every day.
Oh my God.
Of course. What man out there doesn't know that? That's Barry.
I'm going to.
She's miserable.
Here's what's the weird part. Okay, so I was Googling things to buy for a bride because I'm going to a wedding this evening.
Yeah.
And so she doesn't have a registry or anything like that. Ooh. It's just a small intimate wedding, right? But I want to bring her something. Yeah. So I was Googling that. And then at the bottom of like things that you can take to a wedding, blah, blah, blah. It came up miserable wife syndrome. I was like, what is the timing on this?
Yeah. Does it give like symptoms?
Like what you do.
You got to notice?
Yeah. Well, these are the things that you do that make miserable wife.
Okay. What do I do?
Not you, but I mean people.
Yeah, men.
Yeah, men. You completely ignore us. Like there's just this complete, you don't even hear us.
That's easy to do.
Yeah. 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 In one ear, out the other.
Yeah, check it off.
Exactly. Yep. That you have no empathy at all. Like if she stubbed her toe, you're like, well, you shouldn't have stepped on that.
Yeah. That's been there for a while. Funny you hit it again. Yeah. Way to go there, klutz. Things like that.
You have you don't do anything together. You don't have activities that you do together.
Okay. All right.
And I find that's a lot of couples.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we were talking about this in our group chat about how we, when we first started dating our husbands or boyfriends or whatever, we tried to participate in stuff that they liked. Like my girlfriend, she said she tried to do a 14er.
Yeah. I think if you fake it though, you can't pull it off. I don't know. I mean, I can't. I know that. Like, I cannot fake being into the running world. Okay, I cannot fake her doing a triathlon and me somehow helping participate in that. I can't fake it because I'm miserable doing it.
Try being engaged to a professional snowboarder.
Yeah. You see what I mean? And I can't.
I do pizza slices and french fries, okay? And so the next thing I know, I'm on a freaking snowboard. I'm catching an edge and I'm going to die. Yeah.
And she hates sports.
Yeah.
So getting her to sit down and watch a football game, baseball, basketball, whatever, is, I know she hates it. Yeah. So it doesn't even make me happy that she's sitting there watching it with me because she hates it. I know it.
I do have some guilt about that. When I was married, but I was so young that I wanted to be doing stuff. Like sitting on a couch and watching sports seemed like such a waste of somebody's life. And so I remember being appalled at my husband sitting there. And he's like, I'm a freaking surgeon. This is my only day where I mentally get to rest my brain and watch the Broncos play and all this. And I was just like, you're just bleh. But now I sit on my ass and watch football.
Yeah, there you go. And then for me, I feel the exact same way for somebody like yourself or Carson. You guys sitting around watching Bravo and watching The Bachelor. What a waste of friggin' time in my world. You see what I'm saying? So I see both sides of it.
And I thought that too, because you go, I watched some golf yesterday. I was like, on a Thursday? Ugh.
Yeah. I watched Thursday golf yesterday afternoon. It was the first round.
Yeah.
And Scottie Scheffler was on. That's one of the reasons I watch. But I watch. But you see how we see something completely different?
Exactly.
Because when you talk about you watching Real Housewives.
Right.
I got no interest. And I shouldn't have an interest in it.
Well, right.
And watching golf on a Thursday afternoon, you shouldn't have an interest in that.
All right. So here's the list of the people that are the happiest in the world. Okay. All right, here's what they have. They researched all these people. This is what they have in common, okay. And they're the happiest people in the world, okay? Number one is no doom scrolling.
Well, no, son failed that one.
Bitch.
Out at number one.
That's easy.
People that do something new, that they're never caught in a rut, that they do something new, like, I don't know, pickleball. Look how happy I am. Yeah.
I will tell you, over the past week or so, I've had a resurgence of energy and doing more by just taking on a project like restoring this car that I'm doing.
Right.
It really does help. When you find a project, is what it is. It does motivate you a little bit more. You're more active.
Eat the rainbow.
What is that?
Not Skittles.
Yeah.
Colors. All the people that are happiest eat all the rainbow vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't do that.
I'm just telling you.
Can't do that.
Walk every single day.
Love walking. I take Zane for a walk at least 2 times a day.
I walk every day too.
Yeah.
How do you think I get in here? You think I'm riding a scooter every day? I walk every day. I walk to the car in the morning. I walk up the stairs. Well, not the stairs. I walk to the elevator. I walk every day.
And then you're supposed to, the happiest people get at least 20 minutes of sunshine every single day.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
So
I get that.
That's it. It's 20 minutes sunshine. Walk every single day. Do something new. Don't doom scroll and eat the rainbow.
Well, listening to that list, I should be happier.
You should be, especially with the doom scroll.
I check off a lot of that stuff, but I'm not as happy as what, what I'm supposed to be.
You're not the happiest person on the earth?
Not yet.
Not yet.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/officialrules.